Public questions. There is one public question. Jeremy Z.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This is addressed to the leader. I hope you will listen seriously. This is a very serious issue. I've been campaigning now for 20 years. And I listen to the children who are now talking about the rights for children to be safe. Now that Harrow has been named as being the fourth worst in the country for female genital mutilation, what are the council, in partnership with various agencies, doing to tackle this issue?
Thank you for your question. Harrow Council welcomes the Home Affairs Select Committee report into FGM, which was published last week. The data in this area is relatively new, and so far only records first time is identified for women and girls who underwent FGM. Therefore, it is not correct to imply that Harrow is the fourth worst borough for new cases. Since the introduction of mandatory reporting for certain professions, combined with local awareness raising activities, referral figures are increasing. As FGM is a violation of human rights of girls and women, the Harrow Domestic and Sexual Violence Forum has identified FGM as a priority area, and in line with this, a series of posters and communications plans have been produced to raise the profile of this critical issue. We are particularly proud of the work of Norbury Schools, who are undertaking and running in the PANTS programme for children in schools, leading an FGM education and working alongside Azure programme with Metropolitan Police. A number of schools have a number of schools such as Harrow High, Elm Grove, Belmont, lessons plans are being created and resources for schools to use in partnership with the community.
May I have a supplementary question, Madam? Yes, please. There's no nice way of putting this, because everyone says FGM, female genital mutilation. It is removal of the clitoris, it is removal of the inner labia, it is stitching it up so that the woman cannot have sexual relations without being ripped apart by her husband. A lot of you don't understand what this is about. It turns women from a sexual creature into a chattel owned by men. I said that this is rather more serious than just having a few educational programs. What are you going to do regarding working with the police to prosecute parents who have had this done? It is child cruelty. If someone burned their child with a cigarette, they'd be in court in 10 seconds flat. But it seems to me there's a cultural cringe going on here where people just don't want to address it because they're frightened of being accused. I am not frightened of being accused. You can call me whatever you like. I'm interested in the welfare of these women and these girls. You need to be proactive, you need to speak to the police, and the useless children's services in this borough, that's my experience when I had to deal with them, it's about time they got their finger out or leave and find somebody who will.
But see, I share your passion. I absolutely agree with you that this is, it's a disgrace. That, you know, as you described it, that is absolutely disgraceful. And no person would think that is acceptable behaviour, and I share your passion. I think we should be doing more. I will absolutely, the next time I meet the police, talk to them, put this on the agenda, talk to them, see what more we can do.
I'll be happy to help on this. I'm involved with this with weapons crime prevention.